Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Because the challenges you face are getting bigger every year, BASF is committed to helping with more than boots on the ground. We're committed to boots in the mud, boots on the steps of your truck, your tractor, your combine, the linoleum tiles of your coffee shop, the concrete of your co-op, the gravel in your shed. So we can listen, learn firsthand, help right now to ensure success. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
Well, with the holidays upon us and Thanksgiving in our rearview mirror, there's no place like the Hallmark Channel on television for the holidays. Each season, starting the day after Thanksgiving, today, millions are going to tune in for the network's countdown to Christmas. And this year, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is running more than 120 beef ads on the Hallmark Channel. I had the opportunity to catch up with Clay Bertram. He's the Federation Division Chair for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association while I was in Kansas City last week, and he said they've got some fun things coming up.
Yeah, you know, it's really exciting, and who would have thought that the Hallmark Channel is the most watched television station during the holiday season, and we've got, we're calling it Hallmark 2.0 this year, where we have over 125 beef ads that are going to be televised starting November 27th on the Hallmark Channel.
Last year, the Beef Checkoff returned to television on the Hallmark Channel with its Beef Drool Log.
Well, you're not going to see the drool log this year. We've got something new and fresh that we've put out there, as beef is the most nutritious, wholesome product on the plate this year during the holiday season.
Naturally, following the holiday season, of course, the NASCAR season.
You know, we're going back, and last year was so successful with over 1.9 beef-eating consumers reached through that we're going back. February 19th, 2022, we're turning left around the track down at Daytona, and we're so excited that we're going to go bigger and better. We have got more events planned to be partnered with, Daytona down there. You know, just like legendary race car drivers like Dale Earnhardt, Richard Petty, we have the same legacies here on the farm and ranch, and that's why it's such a great partnership with Daytona International Speedway and NASCAR.
Well, changing gears just a little bit, what are some of the biggest issues that you guys are trying to deal with right now?
Well, you know, one of the big things that we've done this year is put a lot of money behind sustainability, and that's not new for farmers and ranchers. We've been sustainable for a long time, but we're really getting our voice out there and being in the forefront before somebody tells us what we need to be doing on the ranch. So the Federation of State Beef Councils, where we have 44 state partners and over 700 volunteer board members, we're really getting our voices out there and investing those dollars behind sustainability.
Well, and a lot of people, you hear so much misinformation about sustainability right now. It's important that we set the record straight.
Yes, it is. And that's why we have to be willing to tell our story, whether that's at the coffee shop or it's in front of those classrooms or ag in the classroom or different avenues where we have to tell that story, all the way from rotational grazing to the bulls we select to the beef at the plate. That's what we have to be willing to share, Casey.
Aside from the holiday cheer and NASCAR excitement, the Federation remains focused on issues like sustainability, reaching younger generations, and more. You've got farm news on Ron. There's only one place where you can go and connect with over 400 agricultural companies in one day, and that's the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show. Visit with exhibitors spanning all segments of agriculture, like chemical application, precision ag products, livestock equipment, seed, and so much more. You can chat with dealers, kick the tires, and even get in the driver's seat of all of your favorite products from John Deere, Case IH, Massey Ferguson, and more. Visit AmarilloFarmShow.com for a list of exhibitors and join us at the Amarillo Civic Center, November the 30th through December the 2nd. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.